Between its hospitals in the UP and northern Wisconsin, Aspirus has more than 130 COVID-19 patients. That's on top of the hundreds of other patients it has for everyday illnesses and accidents. Aspirus president and CEO Matt Haywood says they haven't had to turn away people for emergency care, but they are running low on room.
But you can't build more beds. But even if you could, you need staff. And staff is a limited supply across the country.
Aspirus spent months building up its staff for this very scenario. But the problem is the staff live in our communities. Our communities that are now experiencing widespread community spread of COVID-19.
It is a challenge, though, when you have this much community spread to make sure our staff are not getting sick as well and are able to come in and serve the patients that we're talking about.
Right now, Aspirus has about 300 patients out system-wide. These are employees who have either tested positive for COVID-19, are showing symptoms of the virus, or are just out sick with some other illness. While Aspirus is utilizing the staff it does have to the best of its ability, Haywood says they're now turning to technology to treat patients outside the hospital when it can.
And we're going to call upon our community and their loved ones to help us care for their patients. So if we can send you home and your loved ones and our home health can follow up with you, we're going to look at new and different ways to care for patients so we can keep our beds available for the sickest of the sick.
According to DHS data, there are only 67 hospital beds immediately available in the north central region of the state. Hospitals in our region are at 97% capacity. Haywood and health officials are urging people to wear masks, social distance, and limit your interactions to people within your household.
This is something we would ask that you consider. How can you help yourself, your family, the loved ones in your community by being a little bit more safe and a little bit more cognizant of the dangers that we're facing over the next few months?
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.